Here on Devon Island in the Canadian Arctic, these explorers are learning how to live and work on Mars. Mars is harsh. At night, the surface temperature can plunge to below minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and the atmosphere itself is poisonous to breathe. Add in radiation and dust storms, and Mars will be a challenge unlike any we've ever faced. That's why an interdisciplinary team of researchers keeps coming back here each year. About 39 million years ago, Devon Island was hit by a large meteorite that created a 12-mile-wide crater. Today, it's called the Haughton Crater, and it's a dead ringer for any one of thousands on Mars. Of course, Devon has dangers. Unpredictable weather, high winds, and a powerful predator that thinks humans might be lunch. The guy in the spacesuit is the project's leader, Pascal Lee.
By being faced with all the operational realities of having to explore a place for real, you are precisely building this experience to really plan an expedition where all of these elements cannot be left to chance. You have to plan it well.
When people think of Mars, they usually picture spacesuits.
We're transitioning into somewhat darker dolomite or limestone.
At Devon Island, NASA is testing a Mars concept suit. It's big, bulky, and by all accounts, uncomfortable. Addie Overbeek and Stanley Kussmeyer are the suit engineers.
You have to think about what they're really going to be operating in and thinking that, hey, this isn't it. You know, we have to make the systems more robust. We have to make the systems more user-friendly for them to operate in a system that's even more severe than this.
Mars's atmosphere may be thin and poisonous to humans, but it's not too thin to fly in. So researchers have proposed using robotic planes as surrogate explorers. This UAV, or unmanned aerial vehicle, is an advanced scout designed to search for and photograph areas of interest. But you don't fly this plane. Instead, it thinks for itself. NASA contractor Greg Pisanich calls it the flying graduate student on Mars.
He wants something that has enough intelligence to make decisions, to look for the right signs, to follow a hypothesis.
The plane's images reveal an alien-looking landscape. For those right here on Devon Island, perhaps the closest thing to Mars on Earth.